Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
Now I'm down here in County Offaly, near the townland of Kilcormac, and I'm delighted to visit, to be out on the farm today. I'm standing here in the deepest County Offaly, looking out across a field. Looks to me to be about a 7-acre, 8-acre field, and there's some beetroot planting going on, and I'm delighted to meet the proprietor of this great business that is Fairy's Farm, Anne-Marie Fairy. Anne-Marie, lovely to be here with you out on the field in County Offaly.
Hi Bobby, thanks very much for coming down to visit us here in County Offaly.
Now, tell us a little bit about this business. You're obviously working in a very innovative space, beetroot juice, healthy cake, all that good stuff. But, you know, let's talk about the manufacturing process. Let's talk about what we're looking at in the ground here, which is the beetroot seeds.
Okay, so I suppose just for a bit of context, the business is 6 years old. I started in 2019. I grew up here on a vegetable and tillage farmer and tillage farm. So my dad, he's 82 this year. He is farming since 1957.
Billy, I met him earlier. He's going to be driving the tractor shortly. And again, he's a legend in these parts.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's the inspiration really for the business starting, because he'd be a very health conscious person. And it was my dad who wanted to start incorporating beetroot juice into his own diet. He had read some articles about beetroot juice helping to take down high blood pressure naturally. And so when I went out to buy it for him, I assumed that the most likely place you would pick up beetroot juice would be in a health food store, thinking of being a very niche product. But I quickly realised that it was actually all of the supermarket chains, the major ones, were selling it. So you could have found it in the likes of Super Value, Dunstores, Tesco. And it kind of piqued my interest, because there must be more people drinking it at that rate. If all of these shops were selling it, there must be more people drinking it than people with blood pressure. So I suppose it all stemmed from me going out that particular day to buy the juice, and then realising that there was no Irish brand producing it, and that was all being imported predominantly from the UK and Germany. There would be, I suppose, mixed juices on the shelf that people, it might take the colour of beetroot if it had like 10% ingredient of beetroot in it, but nothing, you know, with a high percentage of beetroot. So I was very lucky, I suppose, to have that conversation with my dad to go looking for the particular product, and definitely it was the start of the business.
So you essentially did a deal with your father, your brothers, and they grow the beetroot here for you on the farm. As I understand it, then it, your product primarily, or your main product, is 70% pure beetroot juice, and it's complemented with apple juice, is it, to give it some sweetness?
Yeah, correct. So when I decided to look into this, I got in touch with Chagask in Cork that same week. And lucky for me, on the day, the artisan food specialist Eddie O'Neill was there to take the call. He had an appointment free that day for me, or that week, for me to meet with him. And I started doing my product development with him. And at the time, we kind of figured the best thing to do would be to introduce some apples to it to make it, I suppose, less earthy. So some people, when they hear beetroot, they think earthy, they think not for them. And often they think of, they associate beetroot juice with the pickled vinegar, or the pickled beetroot from years ago in the jar. So I suppose it's absolutely nothing like that. So I want to kind of make that clear first. It's actually naturally sweet tasting, and the apples just kind of cut the earthiness of the product. So I kind of, not only, obviously it's a healthy drink, and people who drink beetroot juice drink it because of the beetroot and its abundance of naturally occurring nitrates. Without getting too sciencey, the nitrates convert to nitric oxide in your body. So that acts as a vasodilator, increasing blood flow. So for the same reasons that the people drink it to help, you know, relax their arteries and bring down blood pressure, athletes, it's their drink choice. And actually, interestingly enough, the 2012 Olympics, London Olympics, was actually dubbed the Beetroot Olympics because around that time, all the research was coming out. Like, it's a science-backed drink, really. And all the research was coming out around that time, and they actually sold out of beetroot juice in London at that particular time. I wanted to have a juice that, like, not only would people drink for the health benefits, but also as a replacement juice for any tropical juice or orange juice that might have in their fridge, that we grow this superfood in Ireland. You don't need a superfood coming in from the other side of the world, and to make it palatable that people could enjoy a glass of it and benefit from the health benefits and the superpower that it is.
Well, let's do some sowing then. We'll get Billy to fire up the tractor again. It's a big machine. The whole family are here to assist in the planting. So let's have a look at this. Now, maybe you might describe this for our listeners, Anne-Marie. There's a device attached to the back of the tractor, which has three seats on it, and it effectively plants the seedlings into the soil, but you'll describe it much better than I will.
I think you've just done it. You've just done a good job there now. So yeah, so there is, like, the planter, as you see here, the plants are in the trays, and they'll just, like, directly put them in here,
into the little cups. Falls out of the cups. The plants fly down the shoots then, and just fill into a little slot, and then the two wheels come along and press the plant into the ground then.
Oh, I see it. So it's rotivating the soil at the same time. And I can see the beetroots being directly into the soil. Okay, well, look, it's a great... We'll go back to the HQ now at the farm, and maybe we'll just taste a little bit of your juice, Anne-Marie. Now, Anne-Marie, I really enjoyed looking at the process of the seedlings being sown for your beetroot. We're back at the family farmhouse here, and you've a range of products lined out here for me to taste. And the first thing I'll note is the colour of the beetroot juice looks absolutely, that deep ruby red looks absolutely amazing. Now, will I start off with a shot?
Yeah. The shot is the stronger of the two. So, so this is concentrated. So right. This is kind of primarily, primarily used for athletes. So a lot of athletes were asking, did I do the concentrated shots? They don't want to be drinking, like, a large volume of juice before they head out for a long run or for before a match. So they want the concentrated version. So this is on average around 4 times stronger than the regular juice that we have. And there is no apple in this. So
right, we'll start off with a shot. So here we go. Whoa, that tastes great. Taste the earth. That lovely, and it's not a bitter taste, it's actually quite a sweet taste.
Actually,
that's really, really nice.
Yes, and I think that might surprise people when they hear the shots. They might really be intimidated by the fact that it's concentrated. But as you said, it's actually naturally sweet, and it's easy to take.
So your main product then, Irish homegrown beetroot juice with Irish apples, no added sugar, grown in the faithful country, in the heart of Ireland. There we go.
So I think this is probably the product. This was the initial product, and this would be the one that most people might be familiar with. And so this is 70%, as you said, homegrown, pesticide-free beetroot blended with Tipperary apples.
Now, there's two other products I want to ask you about here. The first one, I suppose, is a derivative, an overnight oats. Again, a beautiful beetroot colour, just really vivid colouring, but mixed with oats and left to, settle overnight.
So I call it anytime oats because I normally choose to bring this with me. If I'm on the road for a day, it's highly nutritious. It's a great way of introducing people to beetroot juice into their foods if they're, you know, slightly nervous about, drinking it alone. There's loads of ways you can introduce beetroot juice in smoothies, overnight oats. So in the one that you've just tasted, it's just a generous splash of beetroot juice, your dry oats, some natural yogurt, a bit of water, and then I've chopped up some fruit and put some toasted nuts.
Very tasty. I see here a beetroot powder. I suppose a byproduct, or what is this?
So this is product number three, hopefully, in the making. So at the moment, I'm in product development for a beetroot powder. After the beetroot is pressed, there's a lot of highly nutritious pulp left over, and up until now that's been going towards animal feed. So at the moment we're hoping to dry it and have it as a supplement that people can add into their, you know, different foods, be it like, again, a smoothie or whatever they see fit. So it's
could this be the natural replacement for Viagra, somebody told me.
Funny you say that now, but there's a lot of science out there, and often people have suggested that beetroot is nature's Viagra. So for your listeners there, they might want to go off and look up that a little further.
All right. Well, listen, just finally then, Anne-Marie, the future of this business, we've seen it from the field. We've seen the end product here that we see on the shelves, on the supermarkets across the country. But where are you going to bring this business next?
At the moment, I'm really hoping that this product number three, I can get off the ground.
Which is your powder.
Yeah, powder. So I'll be busy this year, hopefully, trying to make this happen. And in the meantime, I just want to, I suppose, increase the stockists around the country so that people often inquire, where can I buy your juice? And I don't want for them to have to travel 20 miles in their car to the nearest supermarket or health food store to get it. I want it to be more densely populated around the country.
So you're going to mainstream beetroot, and we'll be seeing it in every shop right across the country. Well, listen, it's a great business. I'm really delighted I came down here to walk the land, which is, they say, and to see the product actually being grown, and again, you know, your new range and all that. So thanks for having me down here to County Offaly today. I've really enjoyed my trip.
Thanks very much, Bobby. It was a pleasure having you.
Up next, Cliff Taylor will be with me to talk about how the markets can navigate the unpredictability of one Donald J. Trump.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.